It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. During a recent caller-only program, Stan from DePere called in and suggested we explore the beauty and recreational offerings of county parks, which tend to get less attention on our show than more popular state parks. And thanks, Stan, for the idea. So we're traveling just north of Stan to Marinette County, home to hundreds of thousands of county forest acres, more than a dozen named waterfalls. Spring, of course, a good time to see waterfalls with the snow melt. Call in with questions about county parks. Share your favorite, 800-642-1234. Martin Keyport is Parks and Facilities Director for Marinette County. Martin, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, you waterfall capital of Wisconsin, you Marinette County. Which ones are your favorite?
Well, it's hard to pick. We've got 15 named waterfalls that range in ease of accessibility and the things that you can see there. I personally, Veterans Falls, located in the town of Stevenson, Twin Bridge area, is a beautiful waterfall. Easy path to get down to it, nice gentle slope. Great place for folks to dip their toes in the water if they so choose, and it's just a beautiful waterfall.
Okay, so a picture in my mind's eye, there's a little bit of a trail going down. Do you look up to it? What does it look like in there?
When you get down to the bottom of the falls, we have a viewing platform. So you take a small gravel path down and you're walking through beautiful hardwoods and pine trees to get down to this viewing platform. And as you're leaning on the railing, you're staring right directly into the falls. There's another bridge that goes over the fall. And you're just watching the water, you're listening to the water cascade, and it absolutely surrounds you.
I'm trying to think of that really fabulous family picture or that selfie. Are these spots really good for photography?
Oh, these are perfect spots for photography. We were just up at Strong Falls yesterday, which is in Goodman Park in the town of Silver Cliff. And I stood on the bridge, I took a short video and some pictures as we always do when we're traveling through our parks. And you couldn't ask for a better selfie opportunity. Just leaned against the railing on the bridge, hold your phone up, and let folks know where you are. And you can even tag us on exploremarinettecounty.com for any of our social media platforms. Beautiful spots for selfies.
You mentioned the gravel path. Which falls are the most accessible for people who might be in a wheelchair?
That's a great point you bring up. We are constantly on the lookout for how we can make each and every fall as accessible as possible for the widest variety of users. Right now, if I was to pick one, I would say that Strong Falls that I just mentioned up at Goodman Park. You can park in a asphalt parking area. There's some paths and some grass that'll take you right down to the falls, and you can bring folks, whether they're in a wheelchair, a walker, or just need a little bit of an assist from a cane or a family member to keep their balance. They can get down there. There's a few benches and picnic tables. They can enjoy everything about this beautiful waterfall.
Are there particular falls where you can get really close up, like you can feel the mist on your face, and you really want to get that closer experience? What would you suggest there?
Absolutely. The terrain gets a little more challenging, but 12-foot falls is one of the ones that you can get right literally on top of. You can take a path, you can look at it from the bottom. Again, very, very accessible. Or if you're up for a little more challenging terrain, climb up to the top of the falls and you can sit on a rock and feel the water nearly touching your toes right there. It's absolutely breathtaking.
And when you say climb, is it like a rock climb or is it more like a bouldering ability to get up there? What do you mean by that?
No, 12-foot falls, we consider one of our easiest. We rate our falls based on accessibility, and we rate that in the easy to a moderate category.
Okay.
You're going to walk down a path, a few little boardwalks, some tree roots, a few rocks, that type of thing. When you do get on top or closer to the top of 12-foot falls, you're walking on rock, large rock formations, some of the oldest in the country.
So the National Weather Service says rivers in your part of the state, they crest around this time. What are water levels like now?
We are, I would say, pretty close. If we haven't crested, we're very close, and things are reducing now a little bit. Again, like I said, I was up on the Peshtigo River yesterday. up at Goodman Falls, at our Strong Falls, and things you can see those water levels reducing. The good part about that is it's absolutely a beautiful time to see. You're getting, and you can feel and experience the power of this water literally rushing underneath your feet, like I mentioned, as you're standing on that gray weathered wooden bridge going across the Peshtigo River.
What a sight. Marinette County calls itself the waterfall capital of Wisconsin. And so in this spring thaw and higher water levels, we explore its county parks with Martin Keyport, Facilities and Parks Director for Marinette County. Call in with your questions, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Marinette County, home to a series of scenic and accessible waterfalls, calls itself Wisconsin's waterfall capital. And in this spring snowmelt, we thought we would explore these stunning views in its park system. You can join the conversation, 800-642-1234. Your questions welcome. Martin Keyport is Facilities and Parks Director for Marinette County. Martin, the county's campgrounds, they're opening for the season soon. Are you short on any supplies or equipment as you prepare the parks for campers?
No, we're actually, our campgrounds open on May 1st, and we are staffed up and ready to go for the season. We have reservations in already. We have folks that are very, very excited to get into our campgrounds, as they always are. We have 158 campgrounds available in the county park system. And those vary from more busy areas to very, very secluded, quiet spots with poor cell phone reception. So you can really, truly get away.
Do those fill up pretty quickly?
Yes, they do. Yeah, the weekends are probably filled up. If I went and looked in the system this morning, clear through into Labor Day weekend, we get busy all the way through. The weekdays, you may be able to find some opportunities in there at a few of our larger campgrounds, but there's still opportunity out there for you.
You're super excited about a new mountain bike trail system. What do you have going on there?
We are. We were able to leverage some American Rescue Plan funding, and we have on the ground 10.5 miles of mountain bike trails. They're optimized single track trails, multi-directional with a beautiful flow.
And how do you keep those up? How have you crafted those trails in terms of working with the other features of the parks?
Well, we took the blank canvas that was this 5,000 acre tract that we eventually want to put 50 miles of trail down on.
Wow.
We contracted with a couple of professional groups that this is all they do is build mountain bike trails. So we contracted with Imba Trail Solutions and Rock Solid to build these trails, along with certain portions that we were building with trained staff that were trained by Imba and Rock Solid to build mountain bike trails.
Do you think that's going to be a pretty big tourism boost?
We are certainly hopeful of that. We have a grand opening, a ribbon cutting at the Mount at the Strong Falls Trail System on June 3rd, and we are planning a nice, fun event, family-friendly event that day. You can find all the information on exploremarinettecounty.com, and we are looking forward to a long summer of trail usage from a variety of users, from beginners all the way up to expert. We've got easy trails, we've got some moderate trails, we've got some very, very technical, a little more thrill-seeking, exciting trails.
Oh, congratulations on this new chapter. That's wonderful. I want to turn to the passes, the day passes, the entrance fees for visiting the parks. Other Wisconsin counties offer free access to the parks. How do you set fees?
We have two options for you for our fees. We have a $5 day use pass. That gets you into any of our parks, as many of our parks as you can get to in that day for $5. We consider that a real value. The better value is our annual parks pass, which is only $25. You can use that an unlimited amount of times, and there is no limit on that for you. So you affix that to your windshield and you can come and go out of our Marinette County parks at any time, any day that you would like.
What about staffing levels for you? You know, you're one of the largest counties by land area in the state. Are you able to keep up the parks with the staffing levels that you have?
We certainly, I think like most businesses, we have faced some challenges with staffing. We actually have a new staff member starting Monday morning, a new parks caretaker. We have been challenged by it, but at the same time, blessed by folks that want an opportunity to somewhat give back and take care of these beautiful natural occurring events out there.
Martin, thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate the time and look forward to all of your listeners coming up to visit us.
That sounds good. Martin Keyport is Parks and Facilities Director for Marinette County. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Wonders of Physics. This is a nonprofit public outreach group celebrating its 40th season. This month, it makes the study of matter, motion, energy, all more accessible to audiences. Join in with questions at 800-642-1234. That's right. Conversation is here at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. And thanks to the listener email from Mike, who suggested we explore this. Hattie McLean is Outreach Specialist for UW-Madison's Wonders of Physics. Hattie, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes. So take us into the show. What do people typically experience?
Well, the Wonders of Physics show is a fast-paced, exciting physics demonstration show that travels all around the state. I take it mostly to school groups around the state, but I've also done many different community groups as well. And the real goal of the show is just to spark an interest in science in kids.
How do you see that happen in front of a live audience? What is it like?
Oh, well, it looks like you can see their faces light up when I show them something that they didn't expect to see or that they didn't expect to happen. They get really excited. A lot of times the kids are in a gym setting, sitting on the floor, and I'll do a demonstration and they can't help themselves. They just jump up and they're standing and clapping, which is really, really cool.
And this program has such a rich history, nearly two generations. What do you hope to accomplish with it in the coming years?
Well, I really hope to take the show to all counties in the state. There are 72 counties in Wisconsin, and I really want to touch every county over the next several years. I know that's a lofty goal, but I think it can be accomplished. And really just want to make this show accessible to all students. No matter where you are, what you do, where you live, I want you to see that you too can be a scientist. I want kids to think that this is for me. This is not something that is not attainable, that is too hard, but that really science is fun and science is exciting.
The impetus for the show came from the physics professor, E.W. Madison, Clint Sprott. What have you learned from Professor Sprott to make science come to life?
Oh, Professor Sprott was a great teacher. He started the show back in 1984 after watching Professor Shakashiri's show. And he thought, well, I can do this with physics. Physics has great demonstration. But I think what I've most learned from Professor Sprott is that it's really for the audience. Whatever we're doing, keep the audience in mind, keep things moving, keep it fast, keep it exciting. Just make sure that the audience is having fun.
And make sure that that electrostatic generator is close by so you can make people's hair stand up, I would imagine.
Yeah. We have a lot of fun toys in the physics department. We have Tesla coils, Van de Graaff machines.
Can you explain, explain how the Van de Graaff generator works? Who was Van de Graaff?
Van de Graaff was a scientist a long time ago. He's obviously not living right now, but the Van de Graaff generator is what I say to kids. It's basically a static electricity elevator or generator. It's a silver ball that sits on top of a big rubber band that goes around and around. And that rubber band scoops up electrons from the earth and puts them on top of the ball. Just the same way that if you take a balloon and rub it on your hair, you're moving electrons. And those electrons are all negatively charged. They really don't like being by one another. So when you put them in a small space close together, they try to escape. And so on the Van de Graaff, that happens by little bolts of what look like lightning coming off the ball. Or if you insulate a person and put their hands on the ball, you'll see that their hair stands up because the tiny electrons attach themselves to each strand of hair and really try to move as far away from each other as possible. And that results in a hair-raising event.
And once the you also, in order to make sure that they don't get a big shock at the end, what do you do in touching the hollow metal globe?
Well, we always have to make sure that we ground the globe before we have anyone interact with it. So always ground it initially. They'll have their hand on it. We'll turn it on. And then before they take their hand off, we have to make sure to ground the globe once again. Otherwise, once they remove their hand, if they're standing on the ground, they will get a surge of electrons, which will be a not so pleasant shock.
Hattie, have the demonstrations evolved much over the decades?
We're continually adding new demonstrations. There are some favorites that we do over and over and over again. If you look at the annual shows, there are definitely some repeats that are just real fan favorites that we do all the time. But we're adding new things all the time, trying to just show science in a different way, maybe change up the demo or change up the wording that we use just to try and keep it fresh and exciting for the kids.
We're talking with Hattie McLean, who's the outreach specialist for Wonders of Physics. And this is the traveling show that goes all over Wisconsin, spreading physics to audiences of all ages. You can join in the conversation, 800-642-1234. Hattie, a little about you. You were a meteorologist for over 20 years at a Madison TV station. How do your experiences explaining the weather to the general public influence the way you explain physics experiments to, you know, younger kids?
Well, weather is the ultimate common denominator, right? We all experience it every day. And I kind of take that and move that into the show. Some of the concepts that we talk about in the Wonders of Physics show may seem weird or strange, but there really is something behind that topic that you can relate to everyday experiences for the kids. Newton's second law, for example, force equals mass times acceleration, really is just about knowing that it takes more force to move something that has more mass, which all kids know and understand just by playing on the playground. They just don't know it has a name. So try to relate things to their everyday life so it makes sense for them. That comes way back from talking about the weather for 20 years. Everyone can relate to that. And I do bring a lot of weather demonstrations into the show as well, because everyone experiences the weather.
And that's your first love.
Yeah. Yes.
Let's talk just a moment here about climate change. You've seen it as a meteorologist for years and have been addressing it, how our ecosystems and our communities, all of it is changing on a global scale. How do you, in your demonstrations, bring in climate change or the climate crisis in any way?
I do have demonstrations that deal with climate change, and oftentimes I put them at the end of the show to sort of leave that in the kids' minds. But I do introduce topics such as the way the ocean absorbs heat and pulls in that heat from the atmosphere. What does that mean if we continue to warm our climate and the ocean's warm? What does that mean for us and all the plants and animals that live in the ocean? I do a demonstration that's a sort of a riff on boiling water in a paper cup. I hold a candle under a water balloon and show kids that the water balloon does not pop, even though the candle flame is touching that balloon. And it's all because the water is pulling the heat away from the rubber in the balloon. And then relate that to what that means when the ocean's warm for fish and animals and even humans down the road.
Hmm. Oh, that's fascinating. And you're running this video contest now, and people can submit videos of their own physics demonstrations. What should we know about entering?
Yes, thank you for bringing that up, because I just extended the deadline until the first week of June. So June 8th is the new deadline for our video contest, and we're inviting anyone, really, to make a video, a short video, 2 minutes or less, about a physics concept. Now, make sure that you're doing this in a safe way. We don't want anyone endangering their selves or their property. And then click on our website, which is wonders@physics.wisc.edu, and you could submit that video for consideration in our contest. And we have all sorts of prizes that we're giving away. And we're really looking forward to seeing some of those videos. We already have some from around the world, so we're pretty excited.
Speaking of doing physics demonstrations in safe ways, have you ever been on stage and a demo hasn't gone the way you expected it to?
That's a great question. Which one? No. you know, a lot of things happen. Just like live TV, anything can happen. I think the most memorable sort of mishap was last year's annual show back in April. I was doing an ethanol rocket and loaded just a little bit too much ethanol into the rocket, and the flame was much larger than intended. And I actually started the curtain on fire in Chamberlain Hall. Luckily, we are prepared, so we had fire extinguishers ready to go right away, but there is still a small hole in that curtain today. that is a reminder.
A reminder that safety above all else. Well, Hattie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Hattie McLean is outreach specialist for UW-Madison's traveling outreach program. It's called The Wonders of Physics. We have links to the Wonders of Physics program and the video contest with the deadline June 8th at wpr.org/mornings. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.